Welcome to When Ghosts Speak with Melissa and Marianne.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another episode of When Ghosts Speak. Marianne, another adventure.
Oh, yeah. This one might hit home a little bit for some folks. I got a call from a man. His name was Brad. The message said, "First of all, I'm being honest with you. I don't believe in any of this hocus pocus, but I have to do something to help my 7-year-old son, Junior. He sees people, invisible people. He dreams of these people. My wife, Joan, and I get a note from his teacher that Junior was talking about all these invisible kids in the classroom. It's gotten to the point that a couple of the mothers are calling asking what's going on. Please come over so that we could talk about this. I can't believe that this teacher, when we met her, said that she talked to a child psychiatrist. And she said, you know, he thinks it could be the starting of bipolar, schizophrenia. And I'm listening to this as he's talking, and I'm thinking, you know, thank goodness nuns didn't butt in when I was in school, because I don't think that my mother and father would have ever taken me to a psychiatrist. So I said, listen, I said, all kids have questions. That's what I told her. And she said, yes, but not to this degree. And again, I'm sure teachers are trained to watch out for stuff like that. But I really think that they sort of jumped the gun on that. But again, that was just my opinion. And we made an appointment with the doctor. It was about 3 weeks later. And he said he wanted to see us without Junior there. And we went. And he said that he needs to be put into a hospital, a mental hospital, to be checked out and see what drugs work best to him to calm him down. And I'm just thinking, okay. So he said, Joanne and him both said, absolutely not. We are not leaving him. We're not bringing him back. And he's not going to be put on medication. Then on Saturday morning, he said, please come over. So I went over. And he said, this is what Junior has told us. And he called Junior down from his bedroom. And I said to Junior, I said, so tell me what's going on. He said, what do you want me to talk about, the invisible kids? Or do you want me to talk about my dreams? And I said, tell me your dreams first. And he said, okay. He said, I had this really good dream last night, or the one night, and I was fishing with this man in my dream. He told me how to fish with rubber bands and a brick. I said, rubber bands and a brick. He said, yes. And I said, okay. And he said, your dad knows how to fish like this. And he said, my dad? And he said, yes. He said, no, my dad's never showed me how to fish like this. And he said, well, he says, I'm his grandpapa. And I taught him how to fish like this. And I looked over at Brad and I said, what do you think? And he said, you know, he said, I did call my grandpa, grandpapa, And my grandmama, he said, and he said, but they moved away when I was like 4 or 5 years old cross country. I never saw him again. He said, I said, did he try to show you how to fish with a rubber band? He said, I remember going to the lake and he took out half of a red brick. And you know the red bricks I'm talking about, the just red bricks. And he had one cut in half and somehow he worked the rubber bands through the one hole and put the hooks on and threw it out in the water. He said, and we caught something. And he said, they pulled it up and it was horrible. It was this big black thing with whiskers on it. And it made weird noise. And he said, I was so scared that Grandpa just threw it away. He back in the water. And I told him I never, never, never wanted to see a fish like that again. And I said, okay. I said, and you just forgot all that? He said, it was over 40 years ago. What do I remember when I'm 4 or 5 years old? He said, if Junior hadn't brought this up, I would have totally even forgot about it. Now, Joan's sitting there the whole time, and she's sort of agreeing, and I looked at Joan. She goes, no, I never met his grandparents. And she says, but you know what? She says, you guys keep talking. She says, I'm going to go in the attic for a minute. And we waited for her to come down. And didn't she bring down 2 pictures of Grandpapa? And she had the pictures. I said, don't let Junior see them yet. She said, okay. And so I looked at Junior and I said, tell me about Grandpapa. I have to tell you, this kid had great recall for 7. Well, he was almost 8. But this kid was smart. He was smart. Every question I asked him, he thought before he spoke. And if he said something, he goes, no, no, this is what he did. I mean, he would make sure that it was an accurate story. He said, well, he said he had blue eyes like me. And I said, what color was his hair? He said, white. Even his mustache was white. And I looked at Brad and he goes, you never told me about the blue eyes or the mustache. He goes, yeah, he said, I didn't think this man was telling the truth. He was old and he was nice, but he was old. And I thought, who fishes with a rubber band and a rock? He said, so I just thought he was just being nice to me. And so he says to his dad, he says, can we go fishing now when this is over with? And Brad said, yeah, yeah. He says, let's get this over with first. And I said, he said, you know, Dad, he says, the other day I went in the garage and I took down the tack box. He says, and looked in it. And he said, there's no rubber bands or bricks in there. And his father said, of course not. He said, I don't even remember ever doing that. Why would I have that in my tack box? And Junior said, okay. And he said, well, he said, you know, when I asked the man about him being your grandpapa, he said, I don't think your daddy wants to see me. I think he might be angry with me. He said, and maybe that's why. He says, I try to come in his dreams, but he won't let me come in his dreams. I can't get contact with him. And I looked at Brad. He said, I don't ever remember my grandfather in my dream. He said, he said, can this happen? Is this real? I said, oh, yeah. I says, and your kid's proven it to you himself. There's the picture. And I said, show the picture to Junior. And Junior looked at it and he said, that's him, Dad. That is Grandpapa. He says, no, he told me I have to call him Great Grandpapa. So I said, okay, I says, now tell me about the children at school. He said, There are sometimes five or six children there. He says, there are the pretty kids, the ones that look like they have Easter clothes on. He said, but then there's the kids that are mean and they look dirty and their hair isn't combed. He said, they look terrible. He said, and they're mean. He said, they are so mean. He said, they scream at me or I run away across the playground and they'll follow me. He said, they scare me and I don't like them at all. And I said, what else do you do? He says, well, I know if I scream at them, it makes them even madder. If I run across the playground, he said, they're faster than me. He said, and they still yell at me. And he said, but I thought if I just close my eyes when I see them, they'll go away. When I open my eyes, they won't be there. And I said, and how's that working? He said, you know, he says, when I close my eyes, the one especially will come over and sort of poke me with his finger. He said, and if I look at him, he'll start screaming. So I just keep my eyes closed. And he said, so sometimes when I close my eyes, they stay away from me. This is how smart this kid is. If you don't pay attention to them, they do not know. They're not going to be able to get energy from you if you're not being afraid of them. 7, almost 8, he figured this out on his own. And he didn't have a grandma telling him what to do. So it was, I mean, can't count on what grandpa was talking about. He said, you know, Junior, I said, do any of these kids come home with you? He said, no. He says, none of them do. He said, sometimes there's a boy that comes through here that said he lived here a long time ago and that his name was Dale. He said, but I only saw him once or twice in the house. And he said he was dressed okay, but he didn't look, and he called it sparkly. So I'm pretty sure this kid is able to see both kinds of ghosts, earthbound and ones that have crossed over. And obviously the ones that have crossed over, he is not afraid of, which he shouldn't be. And I said, what happened in school? He said, there's a girl that lives like 3 streets away from me, Maddie. And he said, the one picks on her all the time. And he pulled her hair the other day and pushed her. She started crying. She told my teacher. And she said, and then all this started happening where mom and dad had to go see my teacher. He said, I think Maddie's mother got me in trouble. I said, yeah, probably. And I said, but, you know, Junior, I said, they don't see them like you do. All they see is you standing by them. Who else would they think that would do this? He said, yeah, I get blamed for a lot of stuff I don't do. And I said, okay. And I said, what would happen? I said, if I could figure out a way that the bad ones, the ones you don't like, can't get close to you. I said, they would never be able to bother you again. He said, and how would they do that? Well, how would they do that? And I said, well, there's this little charm. And I said, and they're pretty cool. I says, there's one that is a dog and one's a frog and one's a cross. I said, so you could pick which one you want. I says, I'm going to fix it so that none of these kids can ever come into your house. So you don't have to worry about keeping your little necklace on you in the house. But when you are not in the house, you have got to wear this so they stay away from you. You'll still be able to see them. You'll still be able to hear them, but they will not come close to you or push you anymore. He says, does that mean my great grandpapa can't come in here anymore then? And I said, no. I said, that doesn't mean he can't because he's in heaven. I says, just the ones that haven't gone to heaven yet. He said, so the ones that are dressed like Easter can come? And I said, yes. You know, think about it. Kids that are dressed up in a casket for Easter look like they just made their first communion or they have pretty clothes on. Why wouldn't that make sense to a kid? Absolutely. And I said, and that would be okay with you. You would do that. And he said, yes, I will do that. And I said, now, I said, you see how this got you all in trouble by talking about it at school? He said, yes. And I said, can you promise mom and dad you won't talk about this anymore in school? And he says, but you know, I think the one girl, Sarah, that I go to school with, I think she can see him too. I says, but Junior, we don't have to worry about Sarah. We're just worrying about you now. And he said, okay. And I said, you promise. It's really important. And he said, I promise. And I said, all right. So I made him leave the room. And I talked to Brad and Joan. And I said, the kid's not crazy. I said, there's nothing wrong with him. He does not need drugs. He does not have to be institutionalized. I said, as he gets older, gets more involved with his friends, starts sports, gets to higher grades, I says, he's going to be too busy with live stuff going on. Eventually, a lot of this, he won't remember anymore. I said, so it'll play out on its own. I said, and my guess is when he's 20 or 21 years old and you ask him about this, he'll say, you're crazy. I never did anything like that in my life. I said, but that's the way it works sometimes. And Brad said, well, he said, what are we supposed to do if he talks about it? I said, listen to him. Do not tell him he's making it up. Do not tell him he's lying. Do not tell him he's a big boy and he's not seeing what he's seeing. I said, he is seeing what he's seeing. And you have to guide him to just keep that information in the house. And I said, listen, the kid knows what he sees. You telling him that he doesn't mean he isn't. I said, it doesn't work that way. I said, so you have to just go along with it. And Joan looked at Brad and she said, we can do this without a problem. Right, Brad? And he said, yeah. I said, you only got the one kid. I says, you know, I said, just go with it. I said, take him fishing. Show him how to fish with a rubber bands and a rock. I says, and just listen to him and don't ask him any questions. When he comes down in the morning, don't say, did you dream of Grandpapa last night? Don't ask. Just let him talk to you when he wants to. And you'll see it'll get less and less and less. And the following year in school, apparently he had this teacher again for half the time. I don't know how that works. And at the first parent-teacher conference, she said to Joan and Brad, she said, is he on meds? And they said, no, never needed them. She said, oh. And he said, you really jumped to conclusions about that. He said, you know, he said, you actually could have caused him a lot of harm. I said, I would have appreciated that this is what he's doing, but not the suggestion about going to see a psychiatrist. And she sort of, you know, fa-fa'd it and let it go. And that was that. But he was fine. He never had any more problems. He was fine in school. And it was fine. There was not a problem at all. You got to protect your kids. And like I said, pay attention to your kids. If it's not scaring them, they're not afraid of it.
I mean, a good thing and good for the dad for standing up. I mean, even in the beginning, since he didn't like buy into it, believe it, but he was willing to back his son and like listen to his wife and not just have these conclusions and like, my kid's crazy.
Right, right. And it's funny because mom and dad, the three of them got a charm. And I looked at him when he got it, because I carry him with me. And I said, you're going to wear one? He says, well, I have to be a model for my son. If I'm wearing it, he's going to wear it. I thought, good going, bud.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
That's awesome. I wish more parents, were like that.
I think they're starting to come around because this has just gotten so popular. And I've been asked so many times to start a kids group, kids that can actually see them, because they don't have anybody to monitor these kids or help them. But someday when I have time.
Now, have you kept in touch with this young man? And I mean, he was so wise, but beyond his years. And like, yeah, about that other little girl, like,
right.
He's got to be an outstanding
adult. Yeah, he, as far as I know, I saw a picture a couple years ago that he graduated from college. They had it, and he was, now that I think about it, he got his degree in journalism. Maybe he's going to write a book about it one day. Maybe you'll sell it in your store. You don't know.
Is he local?
Yes, he is, actually.
We need to have a discussion off air. That's a good heartwarming.
Yeah. I mean, both of these, I mean, it was a good ending. The first one, I mean, that guy helped them a lot. Mm-hmm. And this one, mom and dad learned something on this one, and it was good. And it helped that kid was so smart. Gosh.
To be so self-aware and to have like that critical thinking and logic skill
at that age.
Conversation. Yeah.
See, now that would be a kid that I would be very curious to see what he did in the past life.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a Ghostbuster and brought that with him? Was he a psychic and brought that with him? Did he stay earthbound and bring that with him when he finally got to the light before he was reincarnated? Who knows?
That would have been interesting. And I wonder now, as being the adult, like, what does he remember of some of that, and does he still have that ability, or just because of girls' school, college, work, has he kind of like shut that down and that's not really part of his life anymore?
Normally happens, right. Mm-hmm. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up at an event and said who he was. And that would probably knock me right off my chair. But, you don't know.
That he might be one, be like, hey, would you be willing to come on alive? On the Wednesday morning that episode would release.
Yeah.
But then again, depending on his career, does he want that attached to his name?
Right. Or around, does he want his friends to know? Because he got so much trouble so many years before then. Does he even bring it up anymore? They're going to do what's right for them. So that's all you can do.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. You can catch episodes every Wednesday morning. Available on all platforms that you listen to your podcasts. Join us 10 a.m. Wednesday mornings. Discuss the episode, All Things Paranormal. We love conversation, new friends joining in. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into When Ghosts Speak. Remember, no part of the podcast can be used, shared, or rebroadcast without the written consent of Marianne Winkowski and Melissa Wiles. Join us again soon. Goodbye.